quizzes go. 13 people took the quiz online with my favorite character, Clueless, and that not so innocent, spinny character. And ultimately on that one, overall I think the averages are pretty good. Remember, lots of eights, few tens, couple of sixes. Only one person got a zero, and that's just because they were just completely wrong. But when I do quizzes, I always try to put stuff in there to get partial credit. And the only way to get full credit is to answer exactly what I wanted. So in that particular situation, I was quizzing you on my standards rule of obligation. And of course, in order to qualify as a bystander, which is a defense, by the way, you will have no duty to anybody in any situation unless you are responsible for what caused the harm. And if you are responsible for what caused the harm, then there will be liability. Manhole cover in the middle of a path in a park. Neither individual opened up the manhole cover. Neither individual owned the land. Neither individual had a special relationship with my friend Clueless in the hole. Actually, it was Walker and Spin. I'm trying to remember the quiz. Neither had a special relationship. Neither was employee. None of the exceptions apply. So, the fact that they saw a hole, the fact that they didn't warn Clueless, the fact that Spinny didn't render aid, they are bystanders, and thus they could never have liability. So what I did when I graded it is I gave you the model answer based on the IRAC form. The issue, the rule, the analysis, and the conclusion. And the more of it you gave to me, the more points you got. One of the biggest things that I saw was some of you answered it perfectly right, but did not actually mention the word bystander. You know, I was just looking for everything. But again, overall, I was pleased with the 13 people who took it. If you did not take it, I gave you a week to do it. What can I tell you? Check your emails. All right. I still have these, but I don't know if any of these people are here. But yeah, with those of you who picked up the homeworks the other day, I don't know why I have this open. The homeworks the other day, if you got a check on the homeworks, like I told you at the beginning of the semester, I don't grade homeworks. I just look to see if you did it because we discuss it in class. So ultimately, my goal is you give it a shot, and if you don't understand it, it's not the end of the world, but hopefully by the time we're done with talking about the quizzes, you get it. Because ultimately, that's how we learn. So if you got a check, that means you did all of the cases in the assignment. If you got a check minus, that just means you didn't do them all. And on the ones that there are three cases, if you did two of the three, you get a check minus, that's a 7. If you did one out of the three, like somebody did on one of the assignments, you get a 3 out of 10. So that's the fairest thing I can do. All right, we got a couple of cases to deal with. And did I tell you anything else? No, I think I just told you the quiz, the cases, right? What cases we are? Okay, People v. Illinois. Right, we did this. I told you to do this, right? This was not a UB the judge, though. This was, in fact, a full case. So you had to brief it. Lights on or off? I don't want somebody in pajamas falling asleep. All right. The people of the state of Illinois. By the way, if you see any reference to this in any case, the people, what is that telling us? Any references to states? Just by looking at it, what type of case do we know it is? criminal. How do we know it's criminal?
It's the government.
It's government, right. It's the government prosecuted. What does appellee mean?
The other one.
Is that true? Or is it the appellant? Crap. She's right. I thought it was the appellant that appealed, and the appellee is getting the appeal. All right, well, I got a question for you. How did we end up with the appellee, the person who didn't want the appeal, being first on the case name? Not that you have to know this with tests. This is just really convoluted. You know what this is telling us? It went through multiple appeals. Went through multiple appeals. All right, let's see what's going on. What's the issue in this case? Start off with our eye. Issue.
Whether the defendant could be convicted of murder and reckless conduct when both charges were based on the same actions but required different mental states.
Okay, convicted of murder. Murder and?
And reckless conduct.
Reckless conduct. And what did you say? Different?
Different mental states.
Mental states. Okay. Can a person simultaneously engage in an act of conduct that results in a crime and a tort?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Can an individual engage in a single action of conduct and causes multiple crimes? Yes, you can. But what is the key element for every crime?
If they intended to do it.
Intent. 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 Question so far. All right, can we come up with some type of rule for this?
Involuntary manslaughter, intentionally causing death through reckless behavior.
Involuntary manslaughter equals what?
Unintentionally causing death through reckless behavior.
Intentional. Okay, and what's the other one? What would be the other one? Murder, which requires what?
You know you're like doing it, like knowingly creating a strong.
So if you knowingly are doing that, what is that called?
Intentional.
Okay. This is going to create a wonderful court oracle question that we are going to answer. Can you do one act, both intentionally and unintentionally?
Yes.
Really? Really? You can do something simultaneously, meaning to do it and not meaning to do it.
You can do something on purpose and get enough, something will happen after that you didn't.
It's in the moment. One act. What was the act? What was the act that's involved in this case? Well, we don't know if it's murder. We don't know if it's manslaughter. At its core, what happened?
Someone died.
Okay, someone died. If someone dies, the killer either meant to do it, didn't mean to do it. You cannot do both. You either mean to do the actions, or you do it unintentionally. You didn't mean to do the actions. You can't do both. One act can be a crime and a tort. Okay? Because a crime, intentional. Tort, intentional. One act can be multiple crimes. As long as they are all either intentional or basic criminal negligence, which is unintentional. Can't be both. What happened? Someone give me some facts. What do you got?
I have a guy named Javier.
Yep.
And a guy that's driving a truck. And
that guy
has 7
kilometers. Wait. In Illinois v. O'Neill?
Oh.
Hold on. Holding on to my marker.
I could have read the wrong one.
You might have. Okay. Yes.
So in 1983, Stefan became dizzy after mixing cyanide solution and lost consciousness.
Wait, hold on a second. What was he messing with?
Cyanide.
Huh, I heard of that word before. What is cyanide? What is it?
Don't they use it in like MRI machines? Is that what they use?
What?
Toxic chemical.
It's kind of like a chemical. It's like a really bad chemical. Is it something like I'm going to enjoy my orange vanilla pola seltzer? Is it delicious?
Yes.
Cyanide?
I'm joking.
What would happen if you were to take a little sip of cyanide? No, you're not going to be too well. Because can human bodies consume cyanide?
No.
No, there's no protein or artificial sweeteners. No, it's bad stuff. So if you can't drink it, can you smell it?
No.
No, probably not. Why was he playing with chemicals? Oh, he was playing with chemicals, not for shits and giggles. He was playing with chemicals because that's part of his J-O-B.
Yeah, they're extracting silver
and X-ray and X-rays. Extraction silver. Why don't they just like kind of like open the side tab and just pull it out like in like little strips? Why do they have to use these chemicals?
To break down the materials.
Any of you like to cook?
Sometimes.
Some people do. What happens if you like look over the counter as you're dicing onions?
You get so sad.
Because your body has a tendency to react to outside substances. So what do you think would happen if you're sitting there over a counter and you're stirring up a big batch of cyanide?
Not gonna feel too well.
Probably not. And if you have too much of it?
You could die.
You could die. Question. You said he was doing it on the job, right?
Yeah.
Do you think the company knew that this stuff was hazardous?
Yeah.
Oh. So if you're working for somebody and you're doing something that's hazardous, do they have any type of obligation to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like what?
Safety.
They have to protect you, right? Mm-hmm. Did company give him the necessary safety equipment to do his job successfully. And therefore,
he died.
Okay, good. Anyone have any questions on the facts so far?
Where was OSHA? That's my question.
It was 1985 or 3.
OSHA really wasn't quite like it is today.
So, dead dude working chemicals, no protective gear. Obviously, when he died, someone at the company did what? No, he died. So other co-workers go and see dead guy on ground. Probably picked up the phone, 911, so the police get involved. So that's how they knew. Coroner came in, declared him to be dead. This is not a civil case. Does the government have the jurisdiction, the authority, to prosecute in situations like this? Does the government have the right to prosecute? You get a dead dude. Does the government have a right to get involved? Why?
Because it's a murder or homicide.
Oh, I understand that, but... Oh. So does the government have a right to regulate businesses and how they treat their employees? Would it be good for society if the sovereign, the state, allowed businesses to kill their employees? Probably not. All right. Well, I didn't know if we had any anarchists in here. I'd say, no government at all. Of course, if you don't have any government, this is what could happen. All right, so did the government arrest the company? Did the government arrest the company? Can the government arrest the company? Why not? Oh, you have to arrest or deal with the people who are responsible for running the company. Okay, so who are all the defendants in this case?
Steve O'Neill, Charles Richmond, Daniel Rodriguez, Gerald Pratt.
What was their role?
They managed. Roles.
Management. And if you have management of a company, they are responsible for... the thought process of the company, right? Mm-hmm. When they manage it, they run it. They're in control. They're the brains of the operation. And did their brains do a smart thing?
No.
Should they be punished for it?
Yes.
But wait. They're charged with murder and reckless conduct. Mm-hmm. What is murder? Intentional killing of what?
Another person.
Ah, good. You actually defined it perfectly. You can only murder other people. The law defines murder as the intentional killing of another human being. You can kill a dog. You can drive a car into the ground and kill it. But it's not murder. All right, what is manslaughter, and how is it different than murder?
Unintentionally causing death through reckless behavior.
Death to?
Another person.
Wait, hold on. We got the killing of a human and the killing of a human.
One's intentional and one's...
What's the difference? How do you prove it?
Maybe like with the manslaughter, like I wrote like more like recklessly, like maybe like he was just punching somebody and you just kept going and didn't stop and led to them like dying or like, you know.
Well, did you mean to punch him?
Would a reasonable person know that if you punch somebody and punch somebody and punch somebody and punch somebody that they could die?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably not a good example. Give me another example.
Like maybe because I would say like drinking and driving, but that's also like you know that you're drunk and you're driving like a vehicle.
Yeah, that's probably true. Not a good idea.
You accidentally roll someone over.
What do you mean accidentally roll and run somebody over?
Like someone runs into the road.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a hypothetical example.
I know, like you're driving, and then I don't know, like a 5-year-old kid just comes out of the road, and then you know, you accidentally run them over.
What? You don't have radar on your car that can track all moving objects within a certain radius?
I don't drive.
Oh, you don't know if cars have radar?
Some
don't.
Some don't. Some do.
Actual radar.
Not a radar, but they have the.
Well, they got the warning system. Thing. Yeah, I got you. But I mean, like radar, like you know, boop 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 boop. No, you don't have radar. You can't tell everything in the area. All you have is these. And is it possible for a little kid to come out of nowhere and get in front of your car without you seeing them getting there? Did you mean to run over the little kid? No. Accidental. Manslaughter. How are we going to figure out whether this was intentional or unintentional?
I think it's because, like, the managers and stuff, they knew that they were, like, dealing with, like, highly toxic chemicals and, like, they didn't train them or anything, like, how to do it, like, safely and like have protective gear or anything. So I feel like since like they were aware of it and they didn't do anything and they just kind of let these people like inhale all these chemicals and there was no proper ventilation, like there was nothing like that. So they were just breathing in these fumes and
I just want to see where you're going to end up.
So
are you saying
they
meant to do it?
I don't think they. It's like they didn't mean to do it, but it's like, you gotta understand
it's,
that. Like,
it's either or.
Well,
you just
they
said,
didn't mean to do it.
You just said the company knew that this stuff was bad. They knew they weren't giving the people the proper equipment. They were not properly ventilating it. They apparently wanted their employees to die.
I see why it's like murder and recklessness, because like they...
Can't be both.
I'll say it's...
Okay, fine. Why? What's where? Take me down a different line of reasoning.
Because I don't believe that they intentionally put them at risk, knowing that they could potentially be sued or like.
Okay, how do we know? Give me some type of evidence, whether it was something that was actually in the case or you're using your imagination that could prove that definitively.
I'll probably have to read it again.
Anybody? Thought? Yeah, you. Okay.
I think it's murder, just based off of knowing, because they knew that cyanide was dangerous, and they failed to provide the safety training and like the equipment in general. So.
So they wanted to kill their employees.
They didn't want to, but they knew, and they failed to take action.
Did they know, though? I'm putting my lawyer hat on. Gotta be careful.
I don't think there's enough proof to say that all the employees like conspired to kill.
Well, let's be careful. Let's say the management.
Okay. There's no proof that the management purposely killed Golab.
They didn't have a vendetta against him?
They just were very...
Maybe they didn't like his name. Stefan!
No proof.
Let's kill Stefan just because his name Stefan. No proof. Okay? But again, we're trying to determine... We know that there's a dead dude. We need to determine whether or not it is one or the other.
I didn't get to find any, like, real evidence, but, like, I would say the evidence... They weren't given any goggles. They weren't given anything.
Wait, when you say they,
the management weren't.
The management didn't wear goggles?
No, they didn't give the employees.
Wait, hold on. Employees. Employees.
So it's more than one. So they only one of them died. So they couldn't potentially intend to kill all of them if only one of them died.
Oh. How do you show intent? They engage in deliberate actions that contribute to the result. How do you show it was unintentional? Statistics. They had multiple employees. This business had been open for multiple years. Was this stuff healthy? No. But had anyone died? Had anyone even reported being sick? Any of you have a pool? What's the chemical that you put in the pool? Do you drink the chlorine? Do you smell the chlorine? Really? You open the bottle and go...
I'm like, you smell like
coffee. I said, you're going to pass out if you do that. All right, any of you ever clean, like, a bathroom? Any of you ever use bleach? Do you smell it?
Yes.
Not purposely.
You do that? I was going to say, you're going to end up knocked out, passed out. We use chemicals all the time in our lives, right? Have any of you, in using chemicals, ever ended up dead?
Not yet.
Not yet. So we know that this is not good. But there's never been a death. Did they mean for this guy to die?
No.
Did they act properly?
No.
No. But did they mean for this guy to die? No. Can they be guilty of murder?
No.
No. Reckless conduct. Criminal negligence. Manslaughter. Isn't that what the court said after all? Questions?
This made me think of two or three different movies that are out. Silkwood, which is an 80s movie, where...
Nothing wrong with 80s movies.
Oh, no, there's nothing. But where it was the radiation and they didn't know that they were being harmed by the radiation. So it made me think of that. Then it made me think of Aaron Brockovich. Which is the people there. And then... Dark Waters, I think it is about the how we all have Teflon in our blood now. Kind of made me think of that. We didn't know, you can't plead stupidity type of thing, but we didn't know that those chemicals were damaging, like the companies didn't know, or they were doing what they were doing. We have to hold them responsible, and that's why we're at the safety measures that we have nowadays, which still could be improved.
You kind of learn.
Well, like with this, like, case, shouldn't the building be inspected of chemicals and what might be sure for that upper building and stuff?
I'm sure they were licensed. But again, what were the standards? To Heidi's point, what was the standards back in 1983 versus what they would be today?
No, like, I was bringing it up.
Yeah, no, you're right. Today, they would be fully inspected because, after all, if I don't even know if the company's still around, but if it is, they had death on their hands, so they better. You know, engage in the highest levels of standards. Because if someone even goes after you have a murder in your factory, you're done. All right, case number two. Ooh, Massachusetts case. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts v. Angelo Tedesca Corporation. Was this the one you started? All right, well, what's the issue in this case? Hold on, no. We have to follow the procedure. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop. I can't highlight. Why is it not letting me highlight it? All right, we'll do this. Plus, 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 plus.
That's too much because I can't even see the whole issue. Minus, minus, minus. Literally, the issue is the easiest one because I give it to you. I tell you. Issue. Can a company be responsible for both the acts and, well, actually the acts equal vehicular, there we go, homicide. What's vehicular homicide? What's a homicide? Do you know what a homicide is? What's a homicide?
Death
of?
A person.
Human. So, vehicle, homicide. Death by? In this case, truck. Okay, what's the rule? What's the rule? This gets into agencies, which is going to be the last topics we cover for the second exam.
A corporation can be criminally liable if an employee commits a crime while acting within their job duties and acting on behalf of the company.
Hold on.
Commits crime.
If one?
Acting within their job duties.
Acting within duties.
And
what does that mean?
They're
doing what they're supposed to be doing. Okay, two. And?
And then acting on behalf of the company.
Acting. What does that mean?
Like representing the company, I guess.
Okay. Anything else?
No. That the individual had been vested by the corporation with the authority to act for it and on behalf in carrying out the particular corporate business or project.
All right, very good. Now we're gonna talk about agency, and we're gonna understand why if you do something dumb on the job, your company could be responsible for you doing something dumb. But that doesn't guarantee that the company's responsible. Because under the rule, the only way a company could be liable for the criminal actions of an employee is if they do the crime while they're doing their job, on the clock, and with authority to do what it is they're doing. That's what we need to figure out. We need to apply this rule to the facts. What are the facts? What happened in this case? You were going that way, so I'll let you go back.
The Center for Jobs and Brian Bothier is an experienced trucker and Angelo Desco, the
ooh, painting company.
Bothier was driving a 10-wheel flywheel dump truck.
Oh, a big truck.
And I guess Bothier's truck was
what do you mean when a truck goes backwards, it makes a noise? What does it do?
It like beeps.
Why does it beep?
To let people know that you're backing the truck.
Oh. Have you ever driven in a truck? I didn't say if you've ever driven a truck. Have you ever driven in a truck? I have, in one of my past lives. I didn't drive a 10-wheel truck. I drove a 6-wheel truck. But I tell you one thing, when you're in a truck and it's got like a box or a dump on the back, you know what you can't see? Where you can't see? Can't see behind you. Because there is an obstruction. So going back to, I don't remember when they started doing it, like the 70s? When did they start doing the backup alarms?
I want to say the 80s.
It was even the 80s? Maybe. Yeah, so there is a special bulb that you can put in on your reverse light that when it goes on, it triggers a beeping alarm. And the beep is not for the driver. The beep is for people. Where?
Behind them.
Anywhere in the immediate vicinity. Because what is that beeping supposed to tell the person? Look out, a truck's coming. Because what can a truck do if it backs into you? It can make you go pfft. Okay. So, dude, truck, no alarm.
And I guess all the other...
Why did they fix it? What
was it? Sorry.
Why did they fix it?
Because I guess there was no other trucks and all the other, like, employees on the other trucks.
All right. So there was no other trucks available, but why didn't they fix the beeping alarm? So he couldn't take another truck out. Oh, the truck beeping alarm was working properly?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what someone used.
Oh.
But they just needed to replace the alarm.
So they needed a part.
Mm-hmm.
They needed the alarm. Truck was fine, just didn't have the alarm. Okay, so is there a workaround for this?
No.
No.
No, but what they did was they wrote down each day they drove without an alarm for safety reasons. And then,
But what I mean by workaround is, okay, so you got a truck, it's supposed to have alarm when it backs up, doesn't have an alarm. Is there a workaround to that? Is there anything the driver could do to compensate for not having the alarm? Nothing?
Just add another alarm.
Well, there is no alarm.
Have another passenger to do the backing up.
Or maybe have somebody on site to watch the truck back up. What's something else that the truck could do?
Try not to.
It's kind of hard when you're dropping us asphalt, but okay. Right. Any other possibilities?
I guess
you could yell beep. Beep, beep, beep. All right. Quiet question. With the exception of the honking, where was the truck going? Were they going to a joyride? Where was the truck?
At a
construction site. They were doing a paving job. I think it was at a mall, if I remember that.
Near a mall.
Near a mall. Was there just a truck there? No, there were multiple trucks. Was there any other equipment there? You ever seen them pave? They probably had the asphalt machine going, probably had the big roller going, whole bunch of trucks going. What do all those things do?
Stop traffic.
Well, stop traffic, but they also make lots of
noise.
Okay, so let's think. Guy's driving a truck, and the guy knew that he didn't have the backup alarm.
Yeah.
But what does he do to compensate?
Well, the first time he honked his horn. But the second time he didn't.
But
the
second time
he didn't.
And the third time he didn't. By the way, if you honk, do you think that's going to get the same attention as in the backup alarms?
No.
Why not? Well, if you're honking, it could mean something different.
Yeah. Everyone knows what the backup alarm sounds like.
And if you hear the backup alarm, you know, get out of the way, something's backing up. But if you hear the horn, and there's multiple trucks, can you tell which horn is coming from? No, it's noisy, it's loud, it's confusion, it's a job site. What ends up happening? That is tragic. Who?
Police officer.
Oh, kill the cop. Man. That's not good. So what happened? Did they arrest the company?
No, they arrested him.
They arrested him.
He was charged with manslaughter, not good.
charged with manslaughter. Manslaughter is what type of killing? Intentional or unintentional?
Unintentional.
All right, so he didn't mean to kill the cop. He gets punished. But they want to punish the company. Because this isn't about him. This is they're suing the paving company, the state. Why? Well, manslaughter is never intentional.
Because he,
Question. We've got to circle back. We know what he did. We got to understand about the company.
A corporation can be criminally liable because...
Literally, it says it right
because
there.
Because it's like that. Yeah.
Okay. It can be. Can be, but is it in this case?
It should because the company had a rule that all trucks shouldn't have an alarm, and that one didn't.
Who let the guy in the truck?
The company.
Who... gave the job description to the guy? Was the guy acting outside of his duties? Was he doing a side hustle? Was he making a pit stop to go get a pizza pie? Where was he at the time of the crime? Who's going to get the benefit of that? Company is. Does he have a right to drive the truck? Who ultimately allowed him to take the truck off the lot with the broken beeper? Can the company be criminally liable for this homicide? What's the value of a dead cop in Massachusetts in 2000? What's the value of a dead cop? Thought it was in here. Don't apply yet. I'll find it. That's the value of a dead cop in Massachusetts in 2000. Company was fined $2,500. That's it. Crazy, huh? Crazy.
Go back to my question again, where was OSHA? Because my husband works, he drives trucks, he works for Relay. If his thing is, if his truck is missing one thing, we'll get a set, they will get a rental.
2026.
Like
versus 2000.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
2000 is not too long ago.
It's not too long ago, but times have changed. Have changed. Questions? Alright. Before I give you a little head pounding stuff, pick out a piece of paper. I'm giving you a quiz. Because I'm assuming at this point no one else is coming. We'll call this description Wicked Hard Quiz. With emphasis on wicked hard. Alright, piece of paper. Put your name on it. Spell your name right. No credit for misspelled names. You ready? Everyone have piece of paper? Some people have half-size papers. Some people have quarter-size papers. Hopefully no one has a post-it. I will lose that. Are we good? Tell me what is the best food to eat on Easter? Quiz. What's your best food to eat on Easter?
Do you want the whole meal or just the main?
Food item. Singular.
Just one item.
Our opinion or?
What is the best food item for Easter?
I can't even
answer.
What is the best food item to eat on Easter? Easter. What is the best food item to eat on Easter? It's not that hard. What is the best food item to eat on Easter? If you're done, pass them forward. Shouldn't take that long. Really shouldn't take that long. It could be a word. What is the best food item to eat on Easter? Make sure your name's on it. Pass them up here. This is where they always go. If you rolled that, that's way too much.
I'm sorry. I had to give you a whole meal. I'm sitting here going, I want the whole thing.
Just want an item. I don't know how to grade like a whole meal. That's
I'm
really
sorry,
tough.
I don't eat one thing.
I thought you meant a whole meal. Like.
No, I wanted all item, a food item.
What?
What, well, Hamel? It's going to be interesting to see if anyone got it right. Ooh, someone's close. Someone's really close there. Yeah, I'll take the homeworks too. Get the homeworks over there as well.
Ooh, that's a good one too. That's a good one too.
Did anyone answer peeps?
I was gonna say that. But no.
Those make my teeth
hurt.
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say that. After they told me that they. The ice.
Do you like peeps? There's a really good show that's on the History Channel.
I don't want to know what it's made out of.
No,
I really don't.
No, it's interesting in the history of it. It's the it's the foods that built America.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I like that series.
It's interesting about.
Okay, so obviously, is there any way you can get that wrong?
That's not food.
No,
you
can't get
candy.
That one wrong.
Yeah.
What? Did you say peeps not food?
That's why I didn't write it.
Peeps are one of the foodstuffs with Twinkies that can survive a nuclear war.
All right. By the way, I told you at the beginning of the semester, my goal is to get you over 10 quizzes.
Because the moment we get over 10, they stop being for points and they start being, no, sorry, they stop being an average and start being points. How do you think I'm going to get you over 100? So we can start getting extra credit on these. You may get another one like this. You never know. I do crazy things. All right.
Intentional infliction of emotional distress. What happens if someone's feelings are hurt as the result of an intentional action?
It depends.
The only way defendant can be liable is if they acted intentionally or recklessly. If they engaged in conduct that is both extreme and outrageous. As the court commonly defines it, it shocks the conscience. It makes the average person go, damn, that's insane. And it, whatever the defendant did is the cause of the emotional distress.
And of course, it has to be severe.
Severe, meaning the person is traumatized to the point where they need help, either medically, psychologically,
with medication and so forth.
Let's look at this case. Jane Doe and Nancy Roe v. Lynn Mills. There was a dude
by the name of Robert Thomas.
He was dumpster diving behind an abortion clinic. What's an abortion clinic? abortions? It's a place where they perform abortions. While dumpster diving, he found a sheet of paper that had the names and the addresses and the phone numbers of people that were going to get an abortion. Now, by the way, just in this alone is a good lesson to contemplate. If you have something that has your personal information on it and you put it in the trash, do you have a reasonable expectation of privacy?
No.
No, you do not. The moment something that has your information on it leaves your possession, it's no longer yours. It's free reign. And the dummies in the abortion clinic did not shred these documents. They just threw them in the trash, which means there is no crime. But then Thomas gave the information of the people scheduled to get abortions to Lynn Mills. Who is Lynn Mills? Well, Lynn Mills was one member of an anti-abortion group. They were spiritually based, and they used to go outside and have actual peaceful protests outside abortion clinics. They didn't attack anybody, they didn't scream and shout, they didn't stop traffic. They prayed for the people. But this time around, knowing that there were two young girls, both of which were teenagers, that's the reason why their names are not included. Jane Doe and Nancy Rowe, that's not their real names. Their identities are protected. The Mills group took the names of the girls, put them on signs on the day that they were going to show up to get their abortions. Why? Well, the group was going to try to convince the young ladies to get a second opinion. There are other options available that don't result in a dead baby. Well, fortunately for the young ladies, when they arrived, expecting privacy, because after all, this was not really a public matter, they show up at this clinic, and boom, there are their names on the signs. Jane, Nancy, don't kill those babies in your bellies. So they sued. They claimed both emotional distress and breach of privacy. During the trial court dismissed the case. One, their information was not a breach of privacy because it was the clinic's fault that they did not properly dispose of it. But the moment that information was in the dumpster, there is no privacy. And as to the emotional distress, how is putting the name on a sign praying for them, saying, get a second opinion, how is that extreme and outrageous? So defendant filed a claim, and the trial court did not allow the jury to decide, but the judge dismissed the case, determining there was no extreme and outrageous conduct. Question, Gabrielle.
Because I work in healthcare, so we are like made to shred the papers, so that doesn't happen. So like, couldn't they sue the clinic for not taking care of their
100%
information?
100%. But should be they suing the Lynn Mills prayer group?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here. Possibly. Possibly. Well, needless to say, the girls appealed the issuance of summary judgment. So here is the issue that went before the higher court in Michigan back in 1995. Has plaintiff made a valid claim for intentional infliction of emotional distress? IIED. Yes or no? Why?
Because they didn't say they needed like therapy. They didn't say that they were depressed. Or
teenage girl. How old are you?
21.
Not too long ago, you were a teenager, right?
Yeah.
How would you have handled it if you were 13 years old? A, teen pregnancy. I'm sure you'd be freaking out by that. Okay, and then as a 13-year-old girl, one of them was 13, one of them was 15, shows up at this place and boom, there's this sign. Do you think that could have a traumatic impact on a young lady?
Yes, but don't they need proof?
Oh, someone's got a lawyer hat on. Anyone else? Question. With torts, what standard is used to determine if there was a breach and there was a duty and all of the elements are present? What standard is used for intentional torts to determine if all of the elements of the tort are present?
The defamation of falsehood.
No, those are the elements. What standard is used for torts? I said it last class.
Standard of conduct.
Standard of conduct based on what?
If a breach is No.
The average person. We don't necessarily need to determine whether or not the girls themselves were traumatized. But would a reasonable person observing the situation believe that there was some type of trauma? Because, by the way, is this not libel? Printed word. Changes the standards a little bit. So, would a reasonable-minded 13-year-old girl be traumatized by this? Could they be? Yes or no? I was never a girl. But I think I could imagine that yes, they would be. Okay, question. Who should be making that determination? The what? The jury. Who made the decision in this case? The judge did. The judge did. This case was reversed and sent back down. Why? Well, very simple. The appeals court held that reasonable minds can differ on all of these elements, but it should be the jury that decides, the trier of fact, not the judge. FYI, I did a little deep dive. When it went back down for another trial, the jury did find that the Mills group did act recklessly because they were minors. But they were not held liable for intentional infliction of emotional distress. So they did have to pay a little fineage, but they didn't get the whole kit and caboodle. Questions? Like I told you, it's not about figuring out the right outcome. It's about understanding the process. And on things like this, you want the jury to decide. Because the decision's based on a reasonable person standard. And who can be more reasonable than a reasonable-minded jury? Questions? All right. On that, I think I am done for today. I am rather tired. I got shit for sleep last night for some odd reason. And I had to wake up early and take my daughter to the airport. So, I will not see you on Monday. I will not see you on Wednesday. But I will see you in a week from Monday. So have a heck of a spring break. You have the only homework that you need to do is if you got the book, you know, read the criminal in tort chapter. If you don't got the book, look up some of that stuff. Try to make sense of what we're doing. And don't be afraid to look ahead at the next couple of cases. All right, because obviously I'm going to make them do. So if you get them done over break, good for you. Don't do the contract ones, though.
Have a nice week.
You as well.
Have a nice week.